Hi everybody, it's a beautiful day and it's good to be back here on this platform. And if you're joining me for the first time, I'm saying welcome and I'm glad to have you on board. Yes, it's a year of new beginnings, not just new beginnings, bold beginnings for me, and I think it's the same for you too. And to my previous subscribers, my previous listeners, good to have you back. Thanks for having me back as well. So today I just want to share something very simple and short and precise. You know, as we journey through life and in Christ Jesus, you know, you must have been wondering at some point in time that probably this question crosses your mind. Why do I keep doing foolish things? Probably you're noticing that maybe you're not growing as you expect. Why do I keep doing foolish things? Why do I keep doing foolish things? Okay, it's very simple. The reason why you keep doing foolish things is because you don't put the word of God in focus. You don't prioritize the word of God. Yeah, we don't. And that is when we, you know, when we choose to do our own thing outside the word, when we don't keep the word of God in focus, we don't, you know, let it sit deep within our spirit, man, we tend to do foolish things. And how do I know? The scripture made me realize that this morning. If you read Psalm 119, verse 1 to 6, it explains to us what God intends to do with his people if you obey his laws, you know. And this is David's heart's cry to God. He knows God and how he does his things. And he said from verse 1, "Our Lord, you bless everyone who lives right and obeys your law. You bless all those who follow your commands from deep in their heart and who never do wrong or turn from you. Blessings follow such people." That's what he's trying to say. So after he has realized all that, he said, "You have ordered us to obey your teachings, and I don't want to stray from your laws." When we stray from his laws, we mess up. It's as simple as that. So he said something in verse 6, which explains why you and I keep doing foolish things that we don't want to do at times. He said, "Thinking about your commands will keep me from doing foolish things." And that is where it hits me and be like, oh, those foolish things I did then, the one I'm about to even do, is because the word of God is not, you know, a priority in my heart. When I put the word of God aside and choose my own thing above his thing, then I tend to fall into these foolish things that I don't want to do. So my candid advice for you today, for everyone listening to me, is to prioritize the word of God. Let it sit deep on your inside. The devil targets our mind. The mind is so powerful. So there's a reason why the Lord says you should meditate on the word day and night. And there's a reason why he says, let the word of God dwell richly in your heart. Let it dwell richly. So when it dwells richly within us, when it dwells, sit big on our inside, we are able to counter those evil thoughts when they come, those foolish thoughts when they come, with the word. With the word. And at least I know 80% of the time we overcome, because we are, well, I didn't say 100 because we are all work in progress, and one day we'll get there until we become like him. We keep fixing our gaze on him. So fix your gaze on the word of God. Meditate on it day and night, and you see yourself, you know, sliding away from the foolish things. The Lord help you as you journey today in the name of Jesus. Have a blessed day.